We're joined now by the Midwest League Player of the Week, Trey Richardson III. Trey, congrats on the award. And have you ever had a week like you had last week in your career?
Yeah, I would say so. Just, you know, more of obviously, you know, the number statistics, you know, say one thing. But I, you know, recently at least, my last year at TCU, our regional, played against Arkansas and, you know, mixed in some doubles, had four home runs that week, which was, you know, it's always nice when you can get the ball over the fence. But not in my pro ball career. First time, you know, I've had something like that happen, which, you know, all the glory goes to God, honestly, because, you know, without him, I'm nothing. And especially that, you know, just being able to glorify him, you know, but also help my teammates win some competitive ball games. You know, last week was a fun week all around.
What does it mean to win a weekly award like that? I know it's only one week out of a long season, but I imagine for you it's got to be meaningful. You've been with the Chiefs for a while, and is that your first award?
Yeah, so that was my first award. You know, when you're playing, you're not really thinking about that type of stuff. You're just, you know, like I said, going up there trying to get jobs done and, you know, just happen to, you know, have the outcome that I did or the results. But, no, it's honestly an honor, you know, to be able to be named, you know, among one of the best in, you know, in that week, especially in the Midwest League. I mean, we've got talent, you know, a plethora of talent, pitching talent, hitting talent all over. So to be named like that, named the Player of the Week, you know, it's definitely definitely an honor that, you know, I appreciate.
You know, with the team, the power has all clicked all at once for pretty much everybody. Have you ever been a part of something like that where the whole team seems to be on the same page and hot all at once?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, we're, you know, when you're going up to hit, you know, the one thing you don't want to think is, you know, let me hit the long ball, obviously, because it takes you out of the approach. But man, I mean, it's just exciting to be a part of a team like this. You know, guys go up there 1 through 9, there's no easy outs. I mean, you know, I won Player of the Week batting in the 9 hole. So,
yep.
You know, that's not really conventional, but, you know, I mean, it just kind of happens where you fall into good positions. I mean, you know, top to bottom, I've got guys that are battling, you know, their tails off, whether they're hitting the ball out or working walks or, you know, even getting out, you know, just to see quality at bats, get to see the pitches go up. And I wait 8 batters to get to, you know, my first at bat. So, you know, it's definitely a learning experience to be able to go through and see those guys work and, you know, see how they're taking their approaches, their at bats and stuff, and, you know, kind of pushing it into whatever, you know, whatever I'm trying to get accomplished that day.
So for you individually, only 4 career home runs in the pros coming into this year. Now you've got 10 this year. Everybody wants to know, what has clicked in that department for you?
Man, I mean, honestly, you know, like, it's – I've worked with, you know, worked with the guys of the staff, you know. And not to say that, you know, we've never had, you know, good staff members to work with, but, you know, in my position, I mean, coming in, you know, being one of the longer tenured guys, you know, I kind of came to the realization that opportunity for me is, you know, might be, you know, a little bit slimmer until I start producing and start showing something. So it was nice to be able to talk to the staff and have, you know, my player plan and just kind of just put that to what I do well. I mean, you know, I got here, I'm here for a reason. So obviously there's tools there, but getting things to somewhat click, honestly, for me is just a blessing because, you know, it's something that you obviously want to have at pro ball at some point. And, you know, I don't even look at, you know, a stretch of ball like that is, you know, for me at least, it's like a hot stretch. It's just something that, you know, the standard for me and home runs, you know, they come, right? But just the standard of being able to go out there, like I said before, just having competitive at-bats, knowing what I'm doing, and even when I, you know, even whenever I do get out, because that's the inevitability of baseball, you know, understanding and trusting my process and knowing that, you know, even though I got out, I still got my plan accomplished, you know. You know, I kind of just changed the idea of what success means. The numbers will say whatever the numbers say, but just for me, I mean, as long as I'm right in my approach, right in my process, I mean, everything else kind of just falls into play.
And lastly, you're learning left field now.
Yeah.
I know you haven't played outfield in a long time. How much fun is it to learn a new position at the highest level of baseball here in the pros?
I mean, honestly, dude, it's once again an honor to be able to be put in that position, you know. I mean, they always say, you know, when you're hitting, positions will find you, right?
Yep.
And for me, you know, I'm an athletic player. So, I mean, putting on a different glove or anything like that, as long as I'm out there in the lineup and help my team win, I mean, that's really the biggest thing for me. But, I mean, dude, it's a blast. Like, feel like I'm 10 years old again. Like, just running around playing ball and, you know, trying to make plays. I mean, obviously it's something new, but like anything new, you know, you get to learn, and, you know, I'm not really scared of the failure. I just take the failure as like, okay, you know, that's a learning experience for the next time. But I mean, dude, we played 9 innings out there. So, you know, over time it just starts getting more and more comfortable, and, you know, being, I would say, more comfortable with being uncomfortable is the biggest thing for me. Especially going out there, you know, playing in a different ballpark. You know, this field obviously isn't Dozier Park, so, you know, it's going to be another test for me to go out there and play. But, I mean, like I said, I'm having a blast playing ball right now.
Well, Trey, it's been a blast to watch. Congrats again, and thanks so much for the time.
Likewise, thank you.